Live from Liverpool, The Dark Paranormal, Season 16. Hello everyone and welcome back to Episode 5 of Season 16 of The Dark Paranormal. We're already at the halfway stage, only 5 more episodes to go. And for me personally, this has been by far my favourite season so far. Not necessarily in terms of the experiences, not that they've not been terrifying, but in terms of I've learned things I didn't know about the paranormal. So although my enthusiasm regarding the paranormal has never changed, this season has rejuvenated my excitement in the topic. And the experience that we're going to hear today from one of our anonymous listeners is no exception. Each week I record 3 shows for the Dark Paranormal brand, if you like. I do the main episode, which you're hearing now. I obviously do the minisode, which comes out midweek. And I also record Dark Bites for our Patreons. And it's normally those shorter experiences, be it on a minisode or Dark Bites, that get my attention. Solely because they're vague enough for you to come up with your own theories on why such a thing was taking place. And usually, almost counter to that, for a dark paranormal episode, we kind of have a nice neat circle. It's usually an experience of the past. Don't get me wrong, those experiences can still leave me walking away wondering about theories or how things have took place, and we just have an excellent, terrifying experience. But every now and again, we receive an experience like today's experience, where it's a longer format experience that still leaves you walking away, wondering how did all this begin? What was its origin story? And in fact, is it all over? But before we dive into today's downright creepy experience, and before we thank our Patreons, a quick shout out and thank you to each and every one of you for making this show a pleasure to do. I genuinely look forward to it, and that's down to you. And so, with it being mid-season, here comes the shout for Season 17. As we now split your experiences across 3 different shows, it's irrelevant of the size of your experience, and on Dark Bite, our Patreon show, we have our own saying, which is the length of your paranormal experience should in no way be indicative of how truthful nor how terrifying that experience was. The only length criteria that applies is if you're looking for your experience to feature in Season 17, it needs to be between 5 and 7 single sides of an A4 document. Other than that, your experience could be a mere paragraph or 2 paragraphs. It's irrelevant. We want you to share your experience so other people who are of a like-minded belief can experience them with you. Because the most important thing is not which show of the dark paranormal you end up on. It's that you're in a safe space to share your experiences. And like today's submitter, you can remain anonymous, change locations, etc. We only ask your paranormal experience is genuine. So if you've been thinking for a while, this thing really happened to me, I want people to know about it, email it over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And we will guarantee your experience reaches the ears of open-minded listeners, either here on The Dark Paranormal, on a minisode, or on Dark Bites. And speaking of Dark Bites, we now need to say a huge thank you to everyone who supports this show to keep it going. When you join our team at Patreon, not only will you receive everything on this feed, both ad-free and before anyone else, but you can also gain exclusive access to the Patreon-only podcast Dark Bites, which releases each and every week of the year, even on the downtime between seasons. And as well as a brand new episode every week, there's also a back catalogue of over 60 hours worth of experiences that you can binge that have only been heard by our Patreons. And I've said this before, but by God, I truly mean it. The best thing about Patreon is the community. We've built a wonderful team of like-minded paranormal enthusiasts over on Patreon. I've been part of many paranormal groups on social media, etc., and genuinely, I have never seen a more respectful, open-minded group in my life. And we'd love to open that door and welcome you in. So head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. Just like the following wonderful new team members have. Nikki Smith, Bianca Fuentes, Nicole Conley, Danielle Smith, Rebecca Ivy, Kayla Martinez, Howard Grimshaw, FH, Luke, Mary Malcolm Sanders, Stephen Wheel, Darisa Ruiz, Kathy Oldenburg, Evie Vandenchilden, Ali Leanne, Matthew Bole, Sammy Cushing, Helen, Age of Decay, Christina Peltak, Ryan Matthews, Crystal Tongay, Hilary Talbot, Melissa, Tracy, Cassie Nine Squire, Samantha Davis, Cole Bradfield, Beck Stone, Hilly Perkins, and Abby Sheridan. Thank you so much, guys. Your support genuinely means the world to me. So if you like the sound of early access to debuts, finales, everything on the feed, and of course over 60 hours worth of Patreon-only experiences, all ad-free, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And although I'm kicking myself because we've gone over my 5-minute intro that I set myself before we start an experience, due to asking for your experiences for season 17, we are about to hear a truly creepy experience. So please, lower the lights, make yourself comfortable, and most importantly, leave your disbelief at the door as we hear all about the Smiley Man. I do wish to stay anonymous due to this being an ongoing happening, and I have children who are sadly involved in this as well. In order to retain the privacy of those involved in my experience, some names of people will be changed. I also apologise in advance if there are any spelling or grammatical errors, as I have dyslexia, and sometimes it gets the better of me. Also, sorry if this jumps around a touch, I've had to take a few breaks to look after my children, although I have ensured that this is all in chronological order. This experience has been growing throughout my entire life, and though as a teen, it terrified me, I've come to terms with the happenings, largely in part to your podcast, The Dark Paranormal, and for that I thank you deeply. To begin, I need to give a little bit of background on myself. I'm in my 30s, and I'm a proud mum of 4 beautiful kids, 2 boys, 2 girls. We live in the Appalachian Mountains, just a 20-minute car ride from my childhood home, which is where my experiences all began. I've always been sensitive to energy, to the point that my family used to call me the judge, even as a baby, because all it would take is for me to look at someone, and I'd know their intentions. I've also always seen and felt spirits too, or at the very least, the energy around them. The first experience that I can remember that has anything to do with the paranormal was when I was 3 years old, and my auntie was babysitting me. I remember I was playing in one of the rooms, and something called to me from the closet, telling me to come in. I was far too short to turn on a light switch, so I went in and I sat in the dark. They, I don't recall if it was a male or female voice, I just remember it sounded like another kid. They told me to wait, to not say a word. They said, "This is going to be funny." Well, my aunt came looking for me and calling for me, and though I wanted to yell out, "I'm in here!" Something heavy was around me. It made me feel like if I did shout, something bad would happen. So I just sat. And I sat in what felt like that static that you'd feel when you'd put your hand up close to an old TV. And I waited. My poor aunt opened the door and her face went white. To this day, she says that was the scariest thing she's ever seen. Me, sat there in the darkness. She asked how I could sit there in that closet. Unbeknownst to me, that was my mum and aunt's old room when they were kids. And she'd always been terrified of that closet. Years went by and very little happened, until January of 2004. This, even today, brings tears to my eyes. I was in my bed, fast asleep, when I woke up abruptly to what sounded like my grandpa saying my name. I sat up immediately, confused as he shouldn't have been here. He lived 4 hours south and was fighting lung cancer. As soon as I got myself into a seated position, there he was, at the foot of my bed. He smiled and touched my foot. And just as I felt in that closet years ago, it felt like static surrounded my foot. As soon as I could mentally process what I was seeing, I managed to squeak out a small, "Grandpa?" He was gone, and my room felt calm. 2 days later, on the way to my tutor's house, my mum steadied herself and broke the news to me that my grandpa had died 2 nights before. The only thing I knew I could reply was, "I know." More years went by, and this is where the paranormal saga truly begins. While I was in high school, I took a part-time job at an old B&B on the outskirts of town, deep in the mountains. Though the home itself was built in 1909, it had its own creepy, very lived-in energy. But it didn't bother me one bit. There were many small things that would happen. Doors closing after I'd opened them. Creaks and noises from the floor above. Odd smells that would come and go of their own accord. It just felt like you had someone with you, showing you around. Honestly, nothing truly creepy happened until a girl started on the same shift. A new girl. Let's call her Lauren. Well, Lauren was a self-proclaimed medium, and apparently she practiced witchcraft. She wasn't a bad co-worker by any means, and always worked hard to get her chores done and finished. But there was something very off about her. To this day, when I think about her energy, all I can see is this massive energy around her. It's tough to explain. It was like she had her own energy, but it was intermingled with other unknown energies. Energies that felt occasionally good, but were mostly dark and bad. One day, we're both on breakfast duty, and we're making waffles, egg, sausage and toast, and Lauren asked me if I wanted to know who I was in a past life. I said sure, and not believing in her abilities, really. I just thought, why not? It will at least entertain us whilst we're at work. Break up the tedium. And she took my hand and began to hum and talk in a language I could only describe as that light language that you can hear people say on TikTok. Then, I felt a cold wind hit me from behind. And this was no light draft either. It was a blast of ice cold air. And this was midsummer. It was over 90 degrees outside. And the old 1909 bed and breakfast, although it did have air conditioning, it was never below 75 degrees, even in a cool room. And we were in the kitchen, which was by far the hottest room in the house. I immediately got goosebumps from head to toe, and I swear even the tiny hairs on my fingers were standing up. Lauren looked me directly in the eyes and concerningly said, "He won't let me tell you. I'm sorry, but I can't help you." She then done a weird brush off of her whole body and abruptly left. Lauren never even came back to work. She'd apparently called the owner only moments after leaving and told him she quit. Unfortunately for me, her end was my beginning. And the rest of that day, I felt like I was being watched by something. Something creepy. like someone was enjoying seeing my every anxious move. When I got home, I felt much better, as if I'd left whatever was making me feel that way behind. Though, boy, was I wrong. About the first 3 months were fine, other than my job in the bed and breakfast, that is. It had gone from working in a nice place with an okay energy to me feeling extremely uncomfortable to be alone. It got to the point I had to put my 2 weeks' notice in. I just couldn't deal with it anymore. Plus, school was back in season, and the oppressive energy in that place had become far too much and began to affect my grades. Almost 6 months went by, and I had been having the time of my life. I was a senior, and had begun dating my future 2 sons' father. It was all so calm, until one night. I'd come home from my boyfriend's house, and my room just felt off. Not thick air or the usual static feeling that I would get, just not right. I just blew it off. I attributed it to not being at home as often. I'd spent many nights at my friend's or with my boyfriend. So I got ready for bed, I cuddled up in my nest of blankets and pillows, and I dozed off. Family Guy playing on the TV. 2 hours later, I woke up to my TV making the sound of an old TV, not on the right station, and static on the screen. I was confused to say the least. This was a new smart TV, and I didn't even know it could do that. I leaned over and grabbed the remote to see what was wrong, and it had been changed to the wrong source, seemingly on its own. I just turned it off, closed my eyes, and drifted back to sleep, only to wake up, God knows how many minutes or hours later, with the feeling of something very heavy laying on me. And that old feeling of static in the air. I could make out a black mist forming, coming from the ceiling. I tried to yell, but all that came out was a squeak. Thankfully, my older sister Taylor had just gotten home from a night out, and she heard this squeak somehow and burst in, turning the light on. And it was all gone. I told her what had happened, and she said it was probably sleep paralysis. But I know that wasn't the case. That year, we had something happen nearly every night, until graduation from high school, when I moved out and into my boyfriend at the time's home. And our home was at first peaceful. I felt safe. This sleep paralysis, the activity, it all stopped completely, and I was thriving. 2 months after moving in, I found out I was expecting our first son. It was wonderful, and I finally felt like my life was coming together. Of course, this did not last. 4 months passed without any issues. I was going to prenatal appointments, attending university, and then like a switch was flicked, the house felt different. Subtle changes at first, like the air would feel thin, or sometimes too thick in certain spots of the house. We would experience electrical issues that ranged from inconvenient to downright dangerous. For example, one night as we ate our dinner, the light bulb directly above our head exploded, showering us in hundreds of almost invisible pieces of tiny shards of glass, in our hair, on our hands, in our food and drink. Today's show is sponsored by Acorns. Now, one of the things which I always got wrong is I believed that investment was for other people. The sort of people who have a finance degree and use phrases like buy low, sell high, and I don't have a finance degree and I don't use phrases like that. And I also thought that you needed a lot of money to start investing, but that's not the case. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you for your kids, for your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. I'm 45 and not thinking about retirement, but I really should be. And that's why I'm glad places like Acorns exist, because it's a genuine relief to know there are a team of experts waiting to help guide you through that formerly scary world of investment. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. For important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD, MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TeladocHealth/whatsyourwhy.
The nightmares began around the 9-month mark of moving in, just a few months before our son's birth. As a side note, as I'm typing this now, it sounded like something fell in my daughter's room. I'm home alone. I've went to check and everything, thankfully, is in its place. I'm hoping this is a coincidence. Anyway, my nightmares mostly consisted of me being in our bedroom, alone, and waking up to see a man with a huge, creepy smile. It's rare to re-dream of a thing you've never seen, but this was now my new, regular dream. When my son was born, I stayed with my parents for the first 4 weeks. I was a young mum and needed my mum, in reality. That and the strange events that were happening began to draw a wedge between myself and my son's father. While I was away, he said the house was eerily quiet. The day I came back, it did feel as quiet as he'd said, and I was hopeful it was all over. That evening, I fed our son. My boyfriend was watching the baseball. A huge 4-foot by 6-foot mirror that his mum had given us as a housewarming gift fell from where it hung and shattered all over the ground. The next day, we went as a family to the local spiritual shop to ask for help. The old man there gave us information of a lady who he said could help out. Little did I know, it was Lauren. As in, Lauren from the B&B. As in, Lauren who ran away after reading me. Though sceptical and filled with conflicted emotions, thinking she was somehow partly to blame, I reluctantly gave her a call. Well, she came out the next week, and surprisingly did her best to help. And it did help. For a while. Years went by with no issues, until I became pregnant again with my second son. I was around 6 months pregnant, and it all started again with a dream. I was laying in bed alone, as my boyfriend had started sleeping with our older son to comfort him at night. Because you see, around this time, my son had started having dreams. Dreams about a man. A man that would come through his wall, smiling at him. He would wake up, yelling, go away, Mom, Dad! At the time, I of course thought it was a mere coincidence. But knowing what I know now, the creepy smile man had just changed targets during that time. Anyway, I digress. I was fast asleep and I had a dream that my boyfriend had come in, turned on the light and just walked away. It was so vivid, so real. Just as I went to get up to ask what the heck, the blanket, right where my baby bump was, slowly began to rise. First, as if a hand was grabbing it from above and pulling, but then it changed to the shape of someone under the blanket, slowly standing up. I couldn't move. I could only watch as it grew taller and taller. The blanket now acting like a cloak to this now hooded black figure. Suddenly, I could move again in my dream, and I screamed. I woke up drenched in sweat, grabbing my belly. My boyfriend then ran in, hearing my yell. I don't remember much of that night after that, other than we all slept in our queen-size bed. The very next morning, I sent a message to Lauren, and she came out the next day and did another cleansing. She never did say who or what he or it was that haunted us, just that the house was once more cleansed. Again, years go by. Yes, my boy's dad and I have separated by now, just due to growing up and wanting different things for our future. So I ended up moving back into my mum and dad's with the boys. It was great again. I felt free. More importantly, I felt safe. And the boys were doing good as well. They were seeing their dad every other week, as we decided. 1 week on, 1 week off would be best for them. With my newfound freedom, I began working full-time, and whilst there, I met my now husband. We hit it off immediately, and married only 3 months after our relationship started. We bought a house together that May, and we were excited about our future together as a family. Our home is everything I've ever wanted. 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 12 acres at the bottom of a mountain. Beautiful. I fell pregnant with our first daughter about a month after we settled into our new home. And nothing paranormal happened. It was great. I thought it was officially over. Once again, though, I was sadly mistaken. My beautiful daughter started having nightmares around 2.5 years old. And you guessed it, her nightmares were like mine, like her brother's. A man coming out of the wall, looking at her, smiling. I was devastated. And at this point also pregnant with my 4th and 2nd girl. One night, around Easter time, I had a very specific and utterly vivid nightmare that, to my mind-blowing horror, tied into my daughter's nightmare. In the dream, I was in my bed and heard my daughter crying. And this sound of a man laughing and grunting. I ran into her room, and there's a tall, emaciated-looking man with grey-white skin, naked on all fours, floating inches on top of her, humping the air over the bed. The moment my foot enters the room, he turns his head with the biggest ear-to-ear, unnatural grin. To this day, I get shivers even thinking about it. And then I heard him, like he was inches from my ear, say,
"I need your children."
I woke up immediately, but not from my nightmare, to screams from my poor baby girl in the other room. I don't think I've ever jumped up and ran that fast in my life. Mind you, I was heavily pregnant at this point, so getting up was a task in itself. She was distraught. She was saying, "He's going to get me, he's going to get me," over and over again. She eventually calmed down after a good 20 plus minutes of cries of sheer terror. I didn't know what to do. The next morning, after my husband had left for work and a sleepless night for me, I got up and started to do the kids' lunches for school. I coughed and felt a very small gush. I figured it was just wee, as that happens more often than mums are willing to admit whilst pregnant. So I waddled my way to the bathroom, and to my horror, it was blood. I immediately called my obstetrician, and they set an emergency appointment for an ultrasound later that morning. I was told not to worry, and if the bleeding kept up, I'd need to go to hospital. I then let my husband know what was going on. I swear he must have been going 100 miles per hour, because his 45-minute commute back took less than 30. His sister looked after the kids, and he urged me to go and lay down. Later that day, we found out the results from the ultrasound, and I'd suffered a small, but thankfully not serious, placenta abruption, and I'd have to go on bed rest for 2 weeks, followed by a repeat test and a repeat ultrasound. My placenta had come off a bit from my uterus, from the night when I jumped up and ran to my daughter. My husband and I both knew at this point we seriously needed to do something. Unfortunately, Lauren had seemingly dropped off the face of the earth. I was depressed and the house was in turmoil. Our now nearly 3-year-old daughter was in bed with my husband, and I and the boys were often too afraid to turn off their lights. The boys would never complain to me about anything, although they said they had experienced things of their own. My eldest said he would hear toys of a night going off by themselves, or his TV would come on by itself. His brother, having his own room at the time, was, and still is, afraid to sleep alone, and would always end up in his brother's bed by the time I'd wake them for school. Things had to change. This was not a situation any of us could healthily live through for much longer, let alone forever. I decided on my own to reach back out to the shop who first gave us Lauren's details. The old man remembered me from years before, and this time referred me to a man who apparently specialised in cleansing. The man was odd. Not really what I expected. We'll call him Dan. Dan looked normal, not new age or anything. He was very optimistic, very understanding, and he listened to our story like a doctor trying to figure out a diagnosis. After we told him what was happening, he cleansed the house. But this time, unlike Lauren, he had all of us there while he did it. He showed us how to properly smudge, and he taught us the importance of intentions. Dan even taught us a few prayers to say if we experience something going forward, one of which is the Archangel Michael prayer, and we say it daily to this day. My fourth and last baby was born very healthy in 2022, and she has been a blessing. Though we are still dealing with small activity, it's now back to the occasional bump and thump. My family has not had a single nightmare related to anything paranormal in over 2 years. Thankfully, things are still in the "we can breathe, it's over" space. But I can't shake the feeling that he, or it, will make its way back once again. You see, once you've experienced something that comes and goes like it does, it's hard to not have that thought at the back of your mind. Typing this up, revisiting memories I try so hard to forget, also makes it hard to ignore. I do have faith that we now, as a family, have the knowledge of how to keep our home safe. But I never want to experience another evil entity again. Thank you for creating a place where people like me can tell our experiences. Even if this never gets read by another soul, I'm grateful I've gotten to the point I can write it all out. Thank you again, Anonymous. Well, thank you, Anonymous, for giving us episode 5 of season 16. Normally, as I said at the start, it's the shorter experiences that give you a lot of room for jumping off points, to create your own theories, to come up with your own ideas and suggestions about why that entity might have appeared, or why it might have harboured a grudge against that particular individual. But this is a longer episode, a longer experience that still has those defining features of something much more vague, despite the information we've been given. What on earth is this smiling man? Why does he seem to only appear around you being pregnant, young children, your aunt being scared of the closet? Is it something historical, somewhere down the family lineage? We just don't know. And for me, that's the wonderful beauty of such a creepy experience like this. You can walk away with this in your head, come up with your own theories, your own ideas and suggestions as to what that was. That's certainly what I've been doing ever since reading it, and I've unashamedly drew a complete blank. So if you have an idea, by all means, email contact@thedarkparanormal.com. Don't forget, if you'd like to become a member of our Patreon team, support the show, and receive early ad-free releases, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. But right now, for episode 5 of season 16, remember, when you're discussing the paranormal, always try and leave some of your disbelief at the door. And I'll see you next time, right here on The Dark Paranormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.